That must be the big group that was coming in. All right, let's do this. All those guys, they're all picking and choosing. Except him. Oh my god. Is that? Oh, I know that look. It's his first time here. God, it's been so long. Would he find it weird if I went to say hi? Why am I nervous? Okay, calm down. I should say something. Hey, are you, looking for someone? Oh, come on. Don't you remember me? Oh, you're still as cute as you were in chemistry class. Though, you look slightly different without the safety goggles. Well, the brothel charges by the minute. So, if you're looking for a nice room to spend that time, you're more than welcome in mine. It's on the second floor. Just mention my name and they'll give you the key. Oh, don't look at me like that. Look, your friends are pointing over here, telling you to go for it. I'm your friend too, and I'm telling you to go for it. You know where to find me.
You came.
I wondered. I was, a little nervous seeing you here after so long. Here, come sit with me. How you been? You know, since school ended. I feel like I haven't seen you even though we go to the same college. We used to see each other daily and now, not so much. Why am I working here? Well, you've seen our tuition. It costs 4 arms and 3 legs, and I only have 2 of each. And chem majors like me also has to purchase a lot of extra equipment on top of that. Yeah, to make meth. Never heard that one before. I wish I would get paid way more. I actually recognized a couple other guys in your group. I'm really glad they didn't recognize me. The two of them were not my type. Oh, you remember that? Yeah, not my favorite memory from high school. But I do remember you picking up the papers for me. Oh, remember when we, like, both missed the bus home? And we had to wait for over an hour? We basically sat there looking at clouds because we had nothing else to do. It's funny. Because that's one of the good things I remember back then. I don't know. You always had your guy friends, so I didn't try to intervene. I know that they weren't fans of the little nerdy girl with the Coke bottle glasses tagging along. But hey, I'm not blind anymore. I got LASIK eye surgery. Now you can actually see what color my eyes are. Yeah, and apparently getting rid of the glasses did wonders. When I could finally see, I started actually using my eyes to change my style. It took a while, but I really gained some confidence. Well, at least I'm confident enough to be working here now. I was really surprised to see you here. Honestly, I almost ran off. It's funny. You gave me that look. The same look you gave me back in school. It was as if no time had passed. No, it wasn't a bad look. I like the way you look at me. It's almost like... It's like you look past what you see to like the real me, you know? Back then, I thought it was you trying to see through the thick glass. Wait, do you remember prom? Oh my god, my dress was a disaster. Yeah, my mom made it for me, like, the night before. I was so bent on not even going. I didn't have a date. Why didn't I? Well, yeah, it's true. That one guy from history asked me. And so did the one from Trig. Yeah, and maybe a couple others? Well, I said no, because, I really wanted you to ask me. But you didn't have a date either. Why didn't you ask? Why would I say no? Of course I would have said yes. If I'm being honest, I kinda had a crush on you back then. A big one. I saw you just sitting at your table waiting around most of the dance too. You looked like you were having a terrible time. But like, on the last song of the night, you asked me to dance. Like, I almost cried. Okay, I totally cried. I tried to hide it. You knew? At least we're getting to spend time together now, right? Better late than never. But, okay. Even if you didn't ask me, I'm considering you my official date. I'm decreeing it. You were my official prom date in high school. No refunds, returns, or exchanges. I was so afraid to ask you myself. I was so afraid that you'd say no. So, I guess we're in the same boat. No time like the present. If you want it, then maybe we could dance now? I mean, the music isn't exactly last dance of prom material, but it's better than nothing. Come here. Take my hand and put your other on my waist. My mom taught me how to dance, you know. Oh! Seems you learned a thing or two yourself. Special dance lessons. From your mom, too. Where'd that come from? I didn't know your mom could teach you to spin someone like that. I like this. Being in your arms. The way everything was supposed to be. It's almost like when I'm with you, time just stops. How long have we been dancing? I can't tell. I don't want this moment to end. Looks like our time is up. Hey, wait. Wait up, please. Sorry for chasing you. I know this is really unprofessional, but can I see you again? I can't leave things like that. Not like last time. Maybe my place. We could have a coffee or something. This is me. Not the most frivolous of places, but it's home. I'll make us some coffee. Here.
Opening music playlist. Shauna, or Firefly, or High Girly playlist. Playing.
Come sit on the couch with me. I know it's a bit lumpy, but you always said this couch from my mom's place had great character. I'm really sorry that we just, like, talked for the whole time. I felt so bad for making you pay for that time, just to listen to me jammer on about prom and my silly old glasses. Oh, I still have them. Wanna see? Okay, here. Look. Now, do you recognize me? Don't I look hot? Hey, don't make fun. These things kept me going from 8th grade all the way through my first year of college. Don't doubt the power of these things. You could cook a steak with the right angle of light. You better watch yourself. Can I ask you a weird question? Did you know I worked there? I've had people find out and approach me at work. Oh, I didn't think you did. You looked so shocked when you saw me. You actually looked scared. Like when you came up to me that one night before Mr. Manson's homeroom and asked me if I liked the book I had. Not to mention, it was my history textbook. Sorry, did I say something wrong? You were going to ask me out. But why didn't you? I told you before, I had a huge crush on you. I guess we were both clueless and let things fall apart. I hope you know that earlier, when we were dancing and talking, it was real. Whenever I'm with a client, I put on a face for them. I do what I can to make them happy. I put on a show. It's a performance. But with you, it was like my world turned on its head. I couldn't lie or play or anything. I just wanted to be in the moment with you as myself. It's like my armor is gone. It's as if we danced during that last song at prom. My heart was beating like crazy. It hasn't done that in years. Being this close, it really takes me back. Remembering how I felt. It makes me want to... I've been waiting so long for this. This moment. Keep kissing me. As much as we can take. I don't want to pull away. Unless you're coming up for air. Your hands feel so nice on my hips. Don't let go. Oh, I can't tell you how many times I wanted to feel your hands exploring me. Let me get on your lap. I love the way you're pressing against me. I can feel you getting harder through your pants. Oh, it feels so good when I grind against it. Oh, yes. Grind against me just like that. I've had for years. This is so perfect. Oh, it feels so perfect inside me. But I need more. I need more of you. Oh, I need this dress off. I need everything off. Oh, I want to feel your skin on mine. Give them what they paid for. A show. But with you, I really want to feel you. I want you to take me to bed. Would you do that for me? Keep going. I want to savor every moment of this. Oh, oh fuck. My heart is beating faster. You're doing things to me that I've only ever fantasized about. I worried I'd never see you again. When you walked in that door, I knew I needed to see you. To try for one more chance. This was more than a coincidence. This was meant to be. Fuck. I'm soaked. I've never been this wet for anyone before. I'm getting so hot. I'm clenching on you. Grab my wrists and put them over my head. I trust you. I trust you with every inch of me. Just like that. I feel like I just melt in your arms. And your cock is so deep. It's like I can feel you in my chest. Don't stop. Please, don't stop. I want this moment to last forever. Fuck. It feels so right when you're inside me. It's like we were made for each other. Holy shit. I feel my whole body shuddering in your arms. I feel so, so hot. Wait. Oh my god. Oh. you filling me up. It feels so nice. It makes me feel complete. Please kiss me. Just, it's been years, but only moments passed for us. Talking to you earlier, it was just like the day we spent hours talking about nothing. Talking about everything. I feel like every time I saw you, there were a few things always left unsaid. Things I feel like I always regretted not saying. All those hours and days we spent doing nothing, I always knew deep down how I felt, but I couldn't admit it to myself because I didn't know. I didn't know that I loved you. You do. Fuck. No, hold me. Let's make sure we never lose each other ever again. Last forever.